Most of us understand the importance of post-secondary education and also the challenges that parents and students may face paying for that education. The Canadian government has the Registered Education Savings Plan, or RESP program, in place to help families, you know, save for the long term. But some families might need additional assistance depending on their income level. Luke Connell is the executive director of Smart Saver. He joins us today to talk about the additional financial support that's out there for many Canadian families. Hello there, Luke.
Hi there, Bruce.
Tell us about SmartSaver.org.
So Smart Saver is an unbiased resource. And maybe to back it up, Smart Saver is a charity. And what we try to do is connect families to the grants that are available for post-secondary education. And in particular, we focus on low to moderate income families because we find they don't participate in the grants and RESPs the same rate as high income families.
How does funding work? It includes both private and public sector.
Correct. Well, for the RESP itself, you know, that's a parent-owned account, so the parent has to start.
Sorry, I meant for Smart Saver. You have support from the big banks and also from government.
Correct. So we are supported by the five major banks as well as Meridian Credit Union, and we work with a number of large FIs to connect them families with no fee, no contribution RESPs. We also have support through some major private foundations in Canada.
So let's do the basics of the RESP program. It bears repeating. A family contributes a certain amount and there is a government grant. Tell us how that works.
Correct. Well, first off, a parent doesn't have to contribute any money if they can't afford it. And I think the first issue I run into is parents who say, I can't afford an RESP. It's something that's too expensive for me. But really, it doesn't take much to get the account going. Parents can start with as little as, you know, $1. And if you put $1 in, there is an attractive grant structure where you can receive between 20 to 40 cents on every dollar contributed. And on top of that, for low-income families, there is a $2,000 grant called the Canada Learning Bond that requires no contribution to access.
So basically, there is no downside for someone setting up an RESP, because even if they have a low income, they're going to get the Learning Bond, the Canada Learning Bond.
You're right. There's no catch. And we call it free money. And really, I think parents have a hard time understanding what that means, because that doesn't exist.
Right.
But this is one of those rare opportunities where it truly does.
What are the income requirements in order for people to qualify for the Canada Learning Bond? Because the other part, the $500 grant, that you can make $1 billion a year and you still get your $500.
Correct. Anyone who puts money in will receive a match regardless of income. But in terms of the Canada Learning Bond, that's for families who are approximately $47,000 household income or less. And this is retroactive. So, you know, if there's a household where the income is higher now, if there's even one previous year in the past where, let's say, the mom was on mat leave for that year and wasn't earning an income, where that family would still be eligible for a partial installment of that Canada Learning Bond. So there's no reason not to apply.
Your website doesn't provide a lot of details on the scholarship trusts, the Knowledge First and Heritage and those kinds of names. How come?
Good question. Well, I think we focus primarily on modest to low-income households, and group plans, which is what are offered by those scholarship trusts, aren't necessarily the right vehicle for a family who has a variable or low income, because they do require mandatory contributions. So we do look at groups like Meridian Credit Union, you know, who is a community-minded sort of member-based organization where there are no fees, or one of the major banks where, again, there's no required contributions as a safe vehicle, where there's zero chance of default or loss on the principal put into the account.
It's interesting you say that, because when I think about the scholarship trusts and the marketing that is out there, it really does seem to focus on people who are either new Canadians or lower income.
Well, I think that speaks to what new Canadians are here for, and that's for their kids' future. And a lot of them have sacrificed their own future in order to start saving for their own children. So these companies are very adept at sort of hitting that nerve with the parent in terms of, you know, you want to save for your kids, right? So let's help you do it. And at the same time, I have to say, parents who do go with the group plans, at the end of the day, they'll have a good RESP set up for their kids, but they need to be wary when they sign up.
Provided they follow the rules.
Correct.
Because there are a lot of rules.
There are, and those prospectuses are detailed, and even someone like me who's been doing this for years has a hard time understanding them. So again, we just say, make sure you know the rules. You know, I typically tell parents, I don't care where you go, just go to your bank. And, you know, that's the place where you're going to get an account that has no fee, no required contribution, and get your grant easily.
One of the other questions that I get asked is, you know, my kid's 10 or 11 or whatever. Is it too late? It is not too late. But tell us about the mechanics of the catch up, because that also isn't that easy. When you want to go back in time and catch up on years that you have missed, it's not that easy.
Correct. And Bruce, what you can do is for every year going forward in the RESP, you can actually make a contribution for one previous year. That being said, you know, starting early takes away that pain of having those big contributions go in. And I will quickly note, too, it's never too late, like you said. And even a small amount of money has a big impact on a kid's expectations on themselves to go. So we see accounts with as little as $3,000 increasing a child's likelihood of going to post-secondary by 4 times and graduating by 6 times.
And that's just because, well, you know, like my parents have been saving so much for education, and even though it's not going to be anywhere near enough to cover the full ticket, that creates some reality that this is what their life plan should be.
Correct. And I have 2 kids of my own. RESPs are set up. And I can tell you, when they are not doing their homework when they're a bit older, I'll be telling them, hey, look, if there's an account here with like $3,000 or $4,000, you better work hard because I'm working hard to save for your future.
Right.
Too.
Do you also threaten to take that money out and spend it on like beer and trips to Vegas?
Every day.
It's like, yeah. I'm spending your money.
Well, my wife and I talk about it, and it's definitely an item for discussion.
There are a lot of great things on the smartsaver.org website as a resource. Where do you have the conversation about asset allocation? So what I mean by that is the difference between exposure to the stock market versus more conservative things like fixed income. How do you navigate that? Help people navigate that?
That's a great question. And to be honest, we are not a financial advisor. So we don't have a fiduciary relationship with the families we assist. We are creating that warm introduction to their FI, their credit union, where they can then take that conversation and decide what's right for them. And there are mechanisms in place in that onboarding process to make sure that parents are going to get into the investments that's right for them.
Yeah. Luke, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Luke Connell is the executive director of Smart Saver. Their site, smartsaver.org. In particular, focus on the Canada Learning Bond. If you know anyone who's a lower income Canadian, you need to point them to this website immediately, because there's so much that you can do to help your kid get a handle on their educational future and provide some savings for them to pursue that.